From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, infer. No, imply. Sometimes a bit of detective work is required in conversation when two people use facial expressions, tones of voice, gestures, or other body language to suggest something they're not saying out loud. Two words, imply and infer, are sometimes confused with each other, but they are both ways people exchange information beneath the surface, sometimes accidentally. Let's take this scenario of a first date between Josh and Sarah.
So, Josh, do you ever read the Springfield Community Paper?
No, should I?
Well, it's kind of funny, in a catty way sometimes. For example, the Neighborhood Beautification Committee? Is he bored? This isn't going well.
Now, let's examine what's going on here. Josh implied that he's bored or tired by yawning. Sarah inferred from his yawning that he's not having a good time on the date. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, imply means to express indirectly. Infer means to derive as a conclusion from facts or premises. In other words, to deduce, conclude, or gather. Let's see what happens next.
The Neighborhood Beautification Committee publishes this report every spring about yard cleanup. Now he's even getting impatient with me. I need to hurry up the story and get out of here. And last week it said everyone has done a wonderful job with their yard cleanups, except for Mr. Posthumus. Now what? Look, Josh, is there something wrong?
No, that's a great story. I didn't mean to imply anything. It's just that, well, I was so nervous about our date that I didn't get much sleep last night. Then I drank a lot of coffee to try to wake up, and it's making me really fidgety. And all that caffeine dried out my throat.
I guess I was inferring that you were bored. I'm glad I asked.
Me too.
And so am I. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, which you can find at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck, who also wrote this week's episode. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, consider becoming a member at minnesotapublicradio.org.